The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
We want to officially welcome all of our podcast audience, our YouTube audience, and our Facebook Live audience. Welcome to the broadcast tonight. We're going to be doing a devotional message. And the reason why this is because, as you know, everybody, the one thing we all have in common, and this is very interesting, anywhere that you guys are joining us from, I would say 9 out of 10 individuals that will be joining us to this broadcast, despite your location and your geographical location, you understand the concept of social distancing. You understand lockdowns. You understand shelter-in-place orders and different orders and different things are being implemented depending on your city and where you're located and where you represent tonight. I know here I represent the state of Indiana. Here we're on a shelter-in-place ordinance that will go in effect at midnight tonight. So again, we're talking about New York City, California, New Jersey is involved in this. Illinois is involved in this. Ohio's involved in this. So the states are ramping up on these lockdowns. So the one thing most of us have in common is we're being locked down. We're being put into a place where we're not able to enjoy many of the things that we used to do, howbeit sociable things, going out to eat, going to events, going to ball games, going to social gatherings, birthdays, funerals, weddings, whatever it may be. These things are all being disrupted. And what's interesting is it's given us a lot more time to do certain things. Whether it's a lot more time to watch more TV or play more games, board games, video games, spend time with your kids, homeschooling. There's been an explosion of homeschooling in America. And I would like to say much more time to read the Word of God, to pray, and to seek His face. But here's where I want to get into this thing. When I was doing my devotional this weekend, I thought about this. This is not the first time that the people of God have been commanded to go into a place of solitude or a place of hiding or confinement, and for a moment or a season or a brief of time. That's where I want to go with tonight. And before we get there, I want to bring out a scripture out of Romans chapter 13, because one thing I've seen happen on social media is that when these ordinances are administrated from governors and mayors and even at the highest place of office, the President of the United States, churches are involved in that because they are a social gathering. And you've got churches that have hundreds, if not thousands, of people that gather. So, of course, I saw many Christians, even pastors and leaders, they took to Facebook and social media and they begin to attack the government and they begin to claim that, oh, this is suppression of religion. This is suppression of Christianity. Oh, this is where it begins. And they're going to shut the church down. No. And as good as that sounds like it could be to preach, and it could probably make a good novel, and it could probably make a good end time message. And listen, is that happening in places around the world? Yes. Is that happening in places like China? Yes. Is that happening here in America? No, not yet. Listen, these ordinances to prohibit churches from gathering together with multiple people is not because they're trying to suppress your faith or suppress your religion or suppress your denomination. That's not what these are for. You understand, if you understand the concept of a pandemic, if you understand the concept of why the Surgeon General has came out and warned us this week is going to be bad, it's going to get real bad. And he came out and he said this because there's many individuals that are not listening to governmental authorities. They're still gathering at beaches. They're still going to resorts. They're still getting their families and they're going to tourist places and they're still gathering in big social gatherings and they're ignoring the governmental officials and the warnings that are being implemented. And as a result of that, again, one of the heads of the Surgeon General has warned about this. And then you got the World Health Organization that came out today and is also warning that the pandemic is accelerating. It's accelerating. It's exploding. Do you know the death rate here in America has now almost come to 500 people. If it may have already surpassed that. The last time I looked, it was edging to 500 people. And I remember yesterday we came home, we went driving around because you can't really do much. So we went for a Sunday drive, came back home, and it was around 3:30, and the death rate was only about 315. And then not 24 hours later, I looked at it and it was edging on 500. So it's accelerating, just like the World Health Organization has warned. And we could talk about this, but I want to talk about I'm seeing on social media, you've got pastors that are following the governmental ordinances and the things that are being asked of them to do and not have social gatherings or physical church with people. And then you've got another group of individuals that are defying the requests of the governors, requests of the mayors, requests of the president, and they're doing it anyway. So you've got one camp that's attacking the other camp. Well, you've got a lack of faith and you're a coward. And then this group over here. Now I'm going to give you my perspective. And I know I'm going to get people that's going to get mad at me either way I go. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it anyway. But I've seen three locations. One was in California where there was a church that defied the request of the government and they still had church. And now there's been people that's been infected with the coronavirus. And this also happened in Alabama. And there was an individual there in Alabama that... several individuals that contracted coronavirus because they kept having church with large gatherings of people in the church. And then we had another incident out of Lexington, Kentucky, where they had church. And now you've got multiple people there that again have been, that have contracted this in the church. So now I'm going to give you some scripture on this. Romans 13, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. Now, I know all the people out there, oh my gosh, brother, this is leading to martial law. This is leading from our freedoms are going to be taken from us. They're going to throw us into camps. They're going to do this and they're going to do that. Do I believe that's going to happen to those who obey these ordinances and are trying to stay home, like we're told, to reduce the spread of the infection of this virus? No, I don't believe that's going to happen. I don't believe people are going to come, kick down your door, grab you and your family, and lock you up in some kind of FEMA camp. These are conspiracy theories. Now, could that happen in the days of the Antichrist? Probably so. But we're not in the tribulation. We're not in China. This is not a direct attack on our faith. This is not an attack on Christianity. This is not an attack on our churches. I want to get that through your head right now, because there's a lot of a conspiracy stuff floating around out there. People saying, oh, that's what's happening, Brother Ricky. They're coming against the churches. No, businesses are shutting down. Do you know how many people have lost their jobs, guys, because of this? Businesses shutting down. Retail shutting down, restaurants are shutting down, facilities are shutting down. I've got people in my family that are about to lose their jobs. I know people that are about to lose their jobs This is not, they're not singling out the church. They're not singling out a denomination or a faith. I want you to listen to this. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. Hello, who do you think put the authorities in place? Where do you think these authorities came from? It came from the blueprints of the Ten Commandments. All these were these were the civil laws, the moral laws. All these laws were implemented all the way back. These authorities exist, are appointed by God. Therefore, listen to this. Whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. So listen, that New Jersey man that got arrested because he held a wedding and he had a whole bunch of people in his home, and they were specifically told, don't gather with more than 10 people. And this guy had way more than 10 people in his home, in his residence, and therefore the authorities arrested him. And I saw people on social media, oh, I can't believe, look what they're doing. Oh, they're infringing on our rights and our freedom of speech. Look what they're doing. Guys, there's a reason why they're implementing this. If it I'm going to make somebody mad right here. If you keep defying them and you keep doing stupid stuff and you keep doing things that they tell you not to do, what's going to happen is then you're going to see a nationwide shutdown. Then you're going to see things like they're happening in California right now, where they are now implementing, the police in California are using drones that are equipped with cameras and infrared lights to enforce people to be locked down. Why are they doing that? Because people won't listen. They won't stay in their home. Well, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. By God, I'm going to do whatever I want to do because I have my rights. I have my own freedom, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do despite whatever they tell me to do. Fine, do whatever you want to do. But I'm going to tell you, listen to this Kentucky boy. You keep doing that, and it's going to get bad. Just like, there was somebody from my own state that was diagnosed with the coronavirus. He would not quarantine himself. So therefore, the authorities had to put a police officer to monitor him to make sure that he was not going out of his neighborhood to go and infect other people because he was defying their orders. I'm going to preach it anyway, whether you want to hear me preach it, and whether you like me or not, it don't matter. I'm still going to preach it. Listen to this. Listen to what the Word of God says, Romans 13. Those who resist will bring judgment upon themselves. Now, this is not even my message tonight, so don't get mad at me and leave yet, because if you're not excited yet, you're going to. I got to get up to that point. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. Now, this is not in conjunction with the tribulation. We're not talking about that, because listen, I'm not stupid. I know when the Antichrist comes into power and he forms his own government, then and only then you will be targeted for your faith. Then you'll be hated by all nations for his name's sake. Then the enemy will pour great wrath upon you, and then you'll be persecuted like never before. I'm not saying there's no persecution now, because there is. Again, I'm talking to us here, not in China. In China, they are witnessing being persecuted for their faith. In places in the Middle East, they are witnessing themselves getting persecuted from their faith. But I'm talking about Americans. I'm talking about Australians. I'm talking about Britons. Now, is there some level of persecution? Yes, I'm not saying that. But I'm talking about in the form of this pandemic. That's not what we're talking about. Two different things here, okay? Now, so let's get to the point. Get to the point, preacher. I'm going to get to the point. We have been ordered. It was a suggestion at first, but now it's mandatory. Let me say that again. At first, it was a suggestion, but now it's being mandatorily implemented that we stay in our homes. Now, at first glance of this, it sounds negative. But I'm going to show you something. When I started studying the scriptures, I began to realize, well, my goodness, if there is a plague that's sweeping the nations of the world, the last thing I want to do is be affected by the plague, impacted by the plague, infected, affected and infected. Right? Y'all get, are you following with me? Let me say that again. If there's a plague or a pestilence that's sweeping the nations of the world, the last thing I wanted to do is come nigh thy dwelling, Psalm 91. So could it be possible that the Lord is behind the governments that what we see to be evil in this season, listen to me, in this season, I'm not talking about the tribulation. I'm talking about right now. Could the Lord be behind orchestrating us to go into our chambers? Oh, I know where I'm going. You don't. Go into our chambers, go into our homes, and hide ourselves, howbeit for a little while, until this thing pass by. I think I remember reading somewhere in the Word of God where that order was implemented. Oh, yes. It was in Exodus chapter 12. Now, the Lord spoke to Moses in the midst of the plagues that were hitting Egypt. You had locusts. Hello, I said locusts that were striking Egypt. You had lice. You had frogs. You had famine. You had darkness that swept the land. The rivers were turning to blood. You had all these plagues that were coming. And then the Lord spoke to his people, those that were listening, those that were in covenant with him, those that, come on somebody, that were his chosen generation. Come on. Those that were in obedience to him, he spoke to them and he commanded them to Exodus 12, take a earthly lamb without blemish, sacrifice this lamb, take the blood of it and put it on the doorpost and the lintel of the houses where you eat. In other words, on this side, and above it, of your entrance to your chamber, your home, your abode, where you live. Listen what he says. Then he goes on into verse Exodus 12:12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt with both man and beast against all the gods of Egypt. The gods of Egypt. Listen, they had a god for everything that they worshiped. They had a god for their money. They had all these idols. And God was hitting them in every location to humble them, to let them know that there's one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's interesting that a lot, how far do you want me to go on this? It's interesting that a lot of the idols and gods that we have in America are being shut down. The entertainment God, come on, the concert venues, the bars are being shut down, clubs are being shut down. A lot of things are being shut down. And a lot of time is being made for people to seek the face of God. So he says, I'm going to pass through the land and I'm going to judge. Listen to what he says again. I'm going to strike against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord God. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Passover. Passover. Somebody say, Passover. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be unto you a memorial. Or in other words, you will remember this for perpetual generations. So you will sit around with your children and your children's children, and they will ask you, what is the meaning of Passover? And you will tell them this story of the meaning of Passover. And it's interesting that we're literally weeks away from Passover on the Hebrew calendar. And here we have a situation where there is a pestilence, some call it a plague, that is sweeping not the nation, but the globe. And it's interesting that we are being told to stay in the house and let this thing pass. Let it pass over. It's interesting because this is what the World Health Organization is recommending. This is what the CDC is recommending. This is what the leaders of the infectious disease are recommending. This is what the general surgeon's recommending. And it's interesting that we go thousands of years back to the children of Israel in Egypt, and the Lord says, I want you to get into your home, stay in your house, and stay under the blood until this thing passes over. My Lord, I don't know if you're getting this or not. Because see, then he goes over here in Genesis chapter 12, verse 22. He says, you'll take a bunch of hyssop. You'll dip it in the blood of the lamb that's in the basin. And you'll strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that's in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning. Or in other words, until this thing has passed. In the time of Exodus, it was a 24-hour curfew. Oh, come on, somebody. It was a 24-hour quarantine. Stay in your house and stay under the blood. Don't go out and defy my word. Don't go try to go out and see if I'm playing around. Don't go out and see if it's a hoax. Don't go out and see if it's fake news. Don't go out and see that if this is just a rumor. But he says, if you want to survive this thing, if you want to get through this thing and you want to come out on the other side, you're going to need to go inside for a season. Go in, and stay under the blood. And it says, none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning, for the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. How powerful is this? Now listen to this. Go with me to Genesis chapter 7. I want to show you another time that this happened. Genesis chapter 7. Here's the Lord having a conversation with Noah. The Bible says that the Lord saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord repented that he had even made man upon the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. And he said, I will destroy man who I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast. But it says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Him and his family, and I want to tell you the instructions that God gave Noah and his family. You ready? Verse 13, Genesis 7:13. And the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make for yourself an ark build an ark, make rooms in it, because I am going to make a place where you're going to dwell and you're going to ride this thing out. Listen to this. Verse 7, this is Genesis 7, 1. Then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I've seen that you're righteous before me in this generation. So he tells him, don't miss this, get in the ark, shut the door, and wait. All right, Genesis 7, 4. For after 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Listen, you got people losing their minds because the president said to not socialize with people larger than 10 in a gathering for 15 days. 15 days. You got people losing their minds because it's been less than a week that your governor has told you not to gather in social gatherings, not to go to concerts, not to go to venues, not to go inside and eat in restaurants, not to go to this. People are losing their minds over 7 days. Here's God telling Noah, listen, bad stuff is coming. It's going to get real bad, and I need you to go in the ark and shut the door and stay there, not for 24 hours, not for 3 days, not for 15 days. He says, listen what he says. After 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Did you know that China was quarantined? They blocked off Hubei and Wuhan and Beijing. They blocked off. They had total lockdown for like 60 days. 60 days. And now there is reports coming out. And I know people are skeptical, and I get that. But even the World Health Organization has confirmed this, that now they are finally getting back online. People are going to work. People are starting to socialize again. Restaurants are opening. People are walking the streets. Even the British Broadcasting Network did a segment about 10 minutes long, and I watched it last night, and there was reporters there, and one of those reporters was there walking around the street, no mask on, and there was people all over the streets in different places, in places that were 30 days ago was on complete lockdown. I mean, they were welding the doors shut on homes. But don't miss what I'm saying. Could you imagine if the president of the United States got up and said, all right, guys, all right, people, citizens of the United States of America, we have got to go on complete lockdown for 60 days. People would lose their ever-loving mind. But again, it's not because this is trying to harm you. It's trying to help you. Listen, God didn't say, all right, Noah, I'm going to put you in timeout for 40 days and 40 nights. After all, I'm putting you in a floating zoo for 40 days and 40 nights. Could you imagine the sounds? Could you imagine the smells? Could you imagine how weird that would be in a floating zoo for 40 days and 40 nights? I'm sure it wasn't pleasant. I'm sure it wasn't comfortable. I'm sure it's something that Noah didn't particularly like. But the alternative of him being in there was much greater than him being out there. So I want to tell somebody that's complaining about being in your home and being shut down and being on lockdown and being in quarantine. Oh, well, this is terrible. Oh, Brother Ricky, this is horrible. I can't believe this and that and this. Listen, the alternative could be that you could be afflicted with this virus and be very sick or even lose your life or your family. One family in New Jersey lost 4 people in one family, all because they wanted to get together and have dinner. And then we wonder why the governor of New Jersey has come out recently and said that if people don't start obeying then there's going to be greater severity of punishment. Oh, well, they're just trying to take my rights away, Brother Ricky. No, they're trying to protect you, dummy. They're trying to protect your grandmother. You may be healthy, you may be strong, and you might be able to come through this, even though there's young people that has no pre-existing health conditions that are dying. A 39-year-old girl from, Louisiana that died. There's a 12-year-old girl from Atlanta, Georgia, in a hospital fighting for her life, 12 years old, no pre-existing conditions. There was a pastor, a Pentecostal preacher or pastor, I can't remember, in Oklahoma that died, and they said he was healthy. So I know I'm going to make some people mad tonight, but listen, Noah said, the Lord said to Noah, get into the ark, shut the door, bad things are going to happen. This thing is going to sweep through. Listen what it says. So Noah, his sons' wives went into the ark because of the waters of the flood. And then two by two, the animals came into the ark. Listen to this. Verse 11, Genesis 7:11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month. You know what that tells me? Listen, you know what that tells me? The fact that this Bible tells you the exact day, the exact month, the exact hour, that tells me that this virus did not catch God off guard. It didn't catch him off guard. I'm going to say it again. It did not catch him off guard. God ain't getting nervous on the throne and saying, I can't believe this happened. This caught me off guard. This caught me by surprise. God knew exactly what was going on. He sees what's going on. And the Bible says in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, they knew not until the day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And on the very same day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife and three wives of his sons with them, entered the ark, them and every beast. They went into the ark of Noah, two by two, and all flesh with the breath of life. They went in as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. So again, you have the story of Exodus. The Lord said, I need you to go in to a place of hiding for just a period of time, because some bad things are going to happen on out there, but you are going to survive in here. If you'll stay in here, stay in. And then you go to the time of Noah, and then we back up before that happened. In the time of Noah, he said, get in the ark and wade this thing out 40 days and 40 nights. I want to show you something else. I'm not done yet. Now, this is interesting. Now, there was a passage of scripture that circulated all over the internet this weekend, and I did think it was very, very intriguing. I want to take you there. Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26. I want to give you a little bit of a backdrop on this. I personally believe Isaiah chapter 26, verses 16 through, Yes, Isaiah 16 all the way to 21, I believe, as a passage of scripture that's alluding to the tribulation period, the tribulation period of the saints. But you've heard me say this, and other prophetic preachers have said this before, that many times you'll see scripture with dual applications. In other words, the primary context of this is the tribulation, but I believe that this scripture can also apply to the circumstantial things that are happening right now. Okay? Isaiah 26, 16. Good grief. Listen to this. This is so powerful. Lord, this is Isaiah 26, 16. Lord, in trouble they have visited you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them. Listen to verse 17. As a woman with child is in pain and cries out in her pangs when she draws near to the time of her delivery. Now that's interesting. Here you have the prophet Isaiah is given an illustration of birth pangs of a woman. Now, And the next passages that we're getting ready to go into is the time of great tribulation. I believe the scriptures I'm about to read you is alluding to the great tribulation. But watch this. Don't miss this. Notice that there's birth pangs that lead up to the time of great tribulation. If you go to Luke 21, Matthew 24, he talks about these things will be as birth pangs. And consequently enough, he tells you these things will be as birth pangs. The end is not yet. This and this and this will happen. And then he leads you into the tribulation. This is exact parallel, guys. Watch this. So have we been in your sight, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. Come on, Romans 8 says the whole earth travails and it groans for the redemption. We've been with child. We've been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We've not accomplished any deliverance in the earth, nor have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Listen to verse 19. All right. Now, while I'm getting ready to show you this, I want to turn to another scripture in the New Testament because I'm going to show you a parallel. Where are we at? Isaiah 26, 19. Your dead shall live together with my dead body. They shall arise. What a weird phrase right here. Let me say that again. Your dead shall live together with my dead body. They shall arise. Awake, awake. Come on, arise, awake, dead body, together. Come on, somebody. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Some of y'all do. You who dwell in the dust. For your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Let me say all this again before I show you this in the New Testament. So he says, your dead shall live together with my dead body. They shall arise. They shall awake and sing, those who dwell in the dust and will be cast out of the earth. The dead that will be cast out of the earth. Guys, listen to this. The 1 Thessalonians 4:15. This absolutely parallels with the prophet Isaiah. Paul paralleled Isaiah when he said this. Listen to this. Let me go up to 13. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. Now, this is not, again, this is a Greek idiom meaning those who have died. For those who have died, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died, now here we go. Here's a dead body, if you would. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, there's your raising or awakening. Even so, God will bring with him those who sleep or those who are dead in Jesus. Now there's the together, but I'm going to show you. Let me go on farther here. For this we say, listen to this. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are dead. I know your King James says asleep, but again, that you look up the word asleep or sleep in Greek. It's an idiom used for dead. Those who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are dead or those who are dead in Christ. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. Guys, do you see that? Let me read that again in Isaiah 27:19. Your dead shall live together with my dead body. They shall arise, awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust. For your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. But that's not even where I wanted to go with this tonight. I'm trying to show you there's birth pangs. My goodness. Listen, all this is right here, guys. There's birth pangs. Then there's the catching away of the church. And then there's the tribulation. You want me to show it to you right here in Isaiah 26? Right here. 16 and 17 is the birth pangs. 19 is the harpazo, the gathering together, the catching away, the rapture, whatever you want to call it. And then we move to the next phase, which is the tribulation. Listen to this. Verse 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter into your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself as if it were for a little moment until the indignation is past. Now that word indignation in Hebrew is a word where we get the word wrath. The wrath of God. The wrath of God. Now your scripture says, your Bible says, for God has not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Your Bible says that God reserves his wrath for his enemies. Again, I say this over and over again. You and I are not the enemies of God. We are the children of God. Come on, somebody. You should get happy about this. I'm trying to catch up on the comments here on Facebook Live. Listen to this. Come, my people, enter into your chambers. So here again, let me finish the rest of this. Until the indignation or the wrath is past. For behold, so look at this picture. The people of God, my people, they enter into the chambers. And by the way, if you want to know where that's at, if we're speaking prophetically, when I said this alludes to the tribulation, it is absolutely Revelation chapter 4. John said, after these things, I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet. Come on, 1 Thessalonians 4, speaking with me saying, come up here, awaken, arise, come up hither. And I will show you things which must take place after this. In other words, and he says, immediately I was in the spirit. He was caught up in the spirit. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So we'll be caught up, harpazoed. And we will be, oh, come on, y'all don't want me to plow in this. You believe in God, believe ye also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't tell you so. That where I am, you will also be. He says, I will come and I will get you and you will be with me. In other words, we'll be again. Why? Why are we going to be with him? Why are we going to be caught up? Why are we going to be taken up? Why are we going to be put into a place of confinement or shelter or hidden? He tells you right here. It's for a little while. Until the indignation has passed. And listen what happens in verse 21. While we are with the Lord, for behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. For the earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. Now you want to know what the punishment of the iniquity is? Go read the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 5 all the way through. That's when the vials are open. That's when the bowl judgments are open. That's when the scrolls are open. That's when the asteroids are falling on the earth. That's when the 100-pound hailstones are falling. It's not now. We're not in the tribulation right now. Do you really think, honestly, that we'd be on a Facebook Live sitting here having a live video while we're in the middle of the tribulation? Get real, guys. Read Revelation 13. There's an Antichrist. There's a false prophet. They're issuing a mark of the beast. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. There'll be people being beheaded. There'll be people getting killed. There'll be people being slain. There's two witnesses. There's the rebuilding of the temple. None of this has happened. This is where we're heading. This is where we're heading. But my message was not about that. I want to pull, again, this scripture has a primary interpretation. But there's a secondary application to this that I want to show you. Notice it says, come, my people, enter into your chambers or go into your homes, go into your house, shut the door behind you and hide yourself for a little while, but a moment. Sometimes during this time of quarantine or social isolation, social separation, shelter in place, lockdown, whatever you want to call it. And I get frustrated or I get aggravated. I begin to be thankful and say, Lord, as aggravating as this is, and as uncomfortable as this is, and as disruptive as this is to lives right now, I thank you that this too shall pass. It's for a little while. This thing is going to pass over. This thing is going to blow over. This thing is eventually going to end. How do I know that? Because you got to go back and listen to my, listen, you got to go back and listen to my other messages. In Luke 17, I base it on Luke 17. I believe this thing has got to eventually go back to normal because Jesus said, as it were in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be in the return of the Son of Man. They were eating, drinking, giving in marriage. They were planting, they were reaping, they were sowing, they were living a normal life, and they knew not until the day. And Jesus said, if you want to know what it's going to be like at my second coming, it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah and Lot before the judgment came. They were going around, it was a normal day. It wasn't chaos, turmoil, destruction, trial, plagues, pestilence, earthquakes. It wasn't all, everything wasn't falling apart. Because then they would expect something to happen. Then they would expect the Lord to come come out of his place. Come on. Or they expect the Lord to do something. But the fact that it was a normal day, they were going about their normal routine. And why you think the Lord says, I will come in a day and an hour that you know not. And you don't expect, for if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would have come and would have was going to come and break in, he would have prepared himself. So it's my own personal opinion. I can't tell you how long it's going to be, but wouldn't it be something? Wouldn't it be something? I'm just throwing this out there, guys. I don't have a prophetic word. I don't claim to be a prophet by any means. Never have, never will. But wouldn't it be interesting? Would it not be interesting if, and I say if, wouldn't it be interesting if this thing began to drastically subside right after the season of Passover. Now, in case you want to know when Passover begins this year on the Hebrew calendar, on the evening of April 8th, Wednesday, April 8th, it goes from April 8th to the evening of April 16th. So we're looking at what? We're looking at two or three weeks from now. Wouldn't it be something if all of a sudden on April 17th, I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know. Listen, I'm not claiming I got a word from God or anything like that. So don't go around telling people, I heard Brother Ricky say on April 17th, this is going to happen. No, I didn't say that. I said, wouldn't it be something if on April 17th, the day when Passover ended, wouldn't it be something if this thing, all of a sudden we start watching the news and they're like, there's no new cases And we're starting to see a downturn. We're starting to see the numbers dwindle. There's no new deaths. Things, and all of a sudden, it just starts like a complete turnaround and everything subsides. Wouldn't that be, that would be unbelievable, wouldn't it? Because again, if you go back to the original Passover, it was during Passover that they stayed in their place of hiding until, come on, until that which was threatening them passed over. And then they were able to come out of their doors. And then they were ready to move on. Now, what's interesting about that is, I don't know if this is prophetic or not, but it'll be real interesting, because when the Lord hid them through Passover, your Bible says they came out of Passover, and then from that point on, it says they entered in, or they began their journey into the promised land, and it says they came out with silver, gold, and not one feeble one was among them. So you know what? I'm just going to believe by faith. This is, again, this is not a prophetic word. People get all nervous and they get the itch and the twitch when you start talking like this, because they think, because I'm not prophesying, but I declare, the Bible says to call those things that be not as though they were. And I just declare by faith, Lord, I believe by the time that Passover's over on your calendar, not our calendar, but on your calendar, I'm just believing by faith that this thing is going to start blowing over, and that even though the forecasters are saying that the economy is bad and we can't pull out this thing, Lord, I'll remind you that when the children of Israel came out of Passover, when Passover was ended, they came out of Egypt, they came out with silver and came out with gold, and there was not one feeble one among. Lord, I pray that the economy would explode like never before, and it would shock all the financial experts and the analysts and all those, and that we would not even be in a recession, but Lord, it would go back, the economy would rebound like never before. That's what I'm believing for, Lord. If your people that are called by your name, and that leads me to the next part. See, because let me go back to the title of this segment today. A season of hide and seek. See, listen, there's like a huge swath of the United States of America right now is in hiding, or it's in confinement. So now, while we're in hiding, what if we made a point to seek his face? Hide and seek. Let me give you some verses on this. Jeremiah 29:13, and you will seek me and find me when you search me with all of your heart. Proverbs 8:17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Come on, somebody. Psalm 63. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So guys, listen. What did you get out of this message? Here's what I got out of this devotional. I believe that my government right now, I'm not saying if in the tribulation, it's not going to be the same government. It's going to be a different government. It's going to be a government ruled by the Antichrist. We're not there right now. So I believe, and then you may not agree with me, but I believe that the people, Romans 13, of authority that we have over us right now are looking out for our good. And they're trying to tell us to stay in the house. Stay in your chambers. Though it be for a little while until this thing pass over. Come on. And while we're there, while we're in our chambers, while we're in our hiding place, why don't we just make a point to seek him? Seek the Lord in his word. Seek the word, the Lord in his presence. Seek the Lord in worship. Seek him with all of our heart that he may be found by us, according to Jeremiah 29. Come on, won't you make that point tonight and make that agreement, come into agreement with me so that when we come out of this thing, guys, not only will we hear from him much better, but when we come out of this thing, when the stone is rolled away and we're able to come back to some normalcy, I am believing by faith that we're going to come out with silver and gold, and there be not one feeble one among us, and that the Lord will plunder, and he will bless us and make us the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath. I just pray that for every job that's lost, that the Lord will give you a better job when all this is said and done, what the enemy intended for evil, God is going to use it. All things are working together for the good of those who love you, God, and are called according to your purpose. Listen, if you've enjoyed this segment tonight, I want to encourage you to go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's our main website. If you guys are watching by Facebook Live, there's going to be a lot of links right there. You can see our main website. Please go and subscribe to our main website. Get our daily digest. Subscribe to notifications. You're going to see our Twitter account. Go and follow us on Twitter. Do not rely completely on Facebook. Listen, can I honestly say, I want to tell you something. It's the truth. You know, Twitter, we've been on Twitter for years and they've never bothered us. They've never flagged us on anything. They've never warned us on anything. They've never bothered us, ever. It's always been Facebook. It's always something goofy. Always something ridiculous. So, again, I don't know how much longer we're going to be on Facebook Live, but there's other places you can follow us. Again, Twitter, our main website. If you've got an Android phone or an Apple phone, you're going to see the links right there under the description under Facebook Live. You can click on those links and it's going to lead you where you can download our official free app. It's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. It's free. Get the app. Sign up to notifications. You'll get breaking news alerts right there in your hand or your tablet or your phone, whatever the case may be. Again, you guys on YouTube, you're going to see all that information come up there as well. And on podcast, at the end of this broadcast, you're going to get more information on how you can follow us, subscribe to us. And if you would like to support us, If you're blessed by this ministry, encouraged and equipped and informed, whatever the case may be, on a week-to-week basis, on a weekly basis throughout the years that we've been on here, if we've been a blessing to you somehow in some way and you'd like to give a one-time offering or maybe partner with us on a monthly basis, we want to give you that opportunity, and you could do that in many different ways. Electronically, you can give by clicking on that link there on Facebook Live under the link. You guys on podcast and YouTube, all that information will be at the end of this. You guys watching and listening, our physical mailing address is End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, and that's Clarksville, Indiana, 47131. Again, that's going to be our physical mailing address for anyone who would like to or wish to give by check or by money order. And listen, I'll say it again, we do not give out. There's no merchandise. We don't sell CDs, no DVDs. There's no paid subscription. You don't pay for our app. Everything, our messages are free. Every single thing we do is free to you. All we ask is that if the Lord blesses you and you'd like to sow back into this ministry as a thank you or as a partnership, just be obedient to what the Lord puts on your heart. So we're going to sign off for tonight, guys. And we'll try to be back on tomorrow or on Wednesday. And we'll get you up to date with what's going on, our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, or we'll do another devotional segment. We'll kind of weigh it out and see the importance of whatever comes out. So we kind of play it by ear day by day to see how this rolls out. So we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana, 4-7-1-3-1. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.